Enjoy that?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. A great win from the lads there, and nice to pick up a few wickets.
Well, five for career best as well.
Yeah, I mean, the lads were great up top. Clark came back, set a great tone. And I'm lucky enough today to pick up a few wickets. That's how it is sometimes in one-day cricket. I'm sure next game I might bowl better than that and might get none for. That's just the way it goes sometimes.
But crucial wickets. I mean, I guess Ingram was one that you targeted as a team.
Yeah, Ingram, and then was it Bragg? Yeah. It was Bragg, yeah. Bragg who got in on about 40-odd. He was a key wicket that Josh got as well. So, yeah, nice to get those lads out when they looked pretty settled, really.
The catching helped. That one that William Porterfield took off of you was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I think Purdy took two great catches today. He's a gun fielder in that sort of backward point position. He stops us a lot of runs, especially off the spinners, and takes some key catches like he did today. Yeah, he's great. Great to have on your side.
When the pitch is slow and the spinners are bowling so many overs, I mean, is it difficult for you? I mean, you're trying to get the right balance?
It's difficult in terms of Jeets gets through his overs in what seems like 30 seconds, and whilst I'm trying to bowl at the other end, I'm blowing. I don't get much rest. But no, it's obviously today it's a pitch in the middle. It's a used pitch. It's a test pitch with big boundaries. But playing an extra spinner seemed not the right option to me.
You got a little bit of bounce there, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, the ball did nothing really. Even the lads who opened with a new ball said it didn't swing much. So it was all about subtle variation, like cross seamers and the odd cutter. And the odd cross seamer seemed to grip and bounce a bit more, but there was not a great deal there like we know from the test match. It's a good pitch.
It's amazing how the game goes, isn't it? I mean, it did look pretty grim after the two heavy defeats, but now suddenly you're right back in it.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't play well those two games, and we've sort of put our thing in caps on. Had a good training session up at Portland Road on Saturday, I think it was. Two wins now, that's hopefully forgotten, and we can take some good momentum moving forward in this competition.
Was there a lot of talking about those two defeats?
A bit. I mean, there was some things we did well, there were some things we did very poorly in those defeats. So, like I say, we tried to knock it on the head and move forward and put it to bed like we have done these last two games.
And as a team, your schedule's pretty heavy at the moment. I mean, is that taking its toll?
A little bit, but it's the same for everyone. It's the same for everyone around the counties. This July and August period is pretty manic, playing all formats of the game. So it's just the way it is. You've got to get on with it, really.
Is it difficult to think about the next game?
Yeah, you don't really look too far ahead. Maybe one, two games ahead, 2 days. You don't really plan your weeks too far further ahead than that. So, like I said, it's manic at the moment, but it's the same for everyone. So we've just got to get on with it.
And you've got Hampshire next year. I mean, they've got some decent one-day players, Hampshire.
Yeah, they're a good one-day side. So hopefully, like I say, we've got some good momentum. We can carry that on and hopefully beat them.
Any thought about how many wins you need to qualify?
To be honest, you're asking the wrong man. I think we need to probably win most of our games. Maybe could get away with one more loss, but ideally we want to be winning all our games to qualify now, don't we?